Okay. Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the No Halftime app. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and on Amazon.com. Thank you for listening to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am Kyle McEwen. You can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA. And today we're going to be taking a look at Thursday's November 10th DFS slate. Of course, most of the time I just reference the FanDuel prices and whatnot. So whenever you hear those salaries, of course, if you're playing on DraftKings or any other sites, you're going to want to double check all that kind of information. And if you have a Basketball Monster subscription, you can do that on Basketball Monster when looking at the DFS projections page. They have different ways to filter through to the different sites that you may use. And it pulls in all those salaries. So it's a very convenient tool. All right, we got four games on the slate. We're going to get right into it. I am alone today, so I'm going to hope to take away your loneliness by filling the void for both of us with a little bit of this basketball talk. Four games, Chicago at Miami, New Orleans at Milwaukee, Golden State Warriors at the Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers at Sacramento Kings. Two teams are playing on the second day of a back-to-back. That's the Bulls and the Warriors. The Bulls are playing at Miami. Dwayne Wade's revenge game, his first time going back to Miami since signing with the Bulls this offseason. It's got a 200-point over-under and a spread of just 1.5, so they expect it to be a close game. The worry here is we saw Dwayne Wade play 34 minutes on Wednesday night against Atlanta in a loss, and is Dwayne Wade going to play big minutes enough against Miami? You definitely like want to have something, or you know, have him in some of your tournament lineups for the potential that he just defies logic or his body and goes out there and has this zen-like experience. But it's something to take or keep in mind. For that Golden State Denver game, that's the biggest over-under for the night, 221.5. So you're probably going to want to have some stake in that game, some players going out of those lineups. But the spread is 7 points. Starts to get you a little bit worried that Golden State might put the sticks to Denver, but the game is in Denver, so Golden State being on the road does take a little bit of the sting off them. There's just one team playing on the first day of a back-to-back set, and that is the Sacramento Kings. They're matching up against, of course, Los Angeles on Thursday. All right. We're just going to jump right into it. Actually, let me give you the injury rundown really quick. Wayne Ellington's out for Miami. He continues to be out with his quad bruise. Will Barton is out with his ankle injury. He's out for like another week at least, and then we'll see where he's at. Questionable players. Wilson Chandler still dealing with that hamstring thing. He was a game-time decision for the Nuggets last game and ended up getting ruled out. Darrell Arthur has been dealing with his knee issues this whole season. He's got a tendonitis issue that's pretty much plagued him forever. He's questionable, might get ruled out. Darrell Arthur's minutes don't affect much. He might eat into some of the bit players, and then, yeah, he might put a little bit more of a pressure on Jokic and Nurkic's minutes, but for the most part, Darrell Arthur's kind of, he's not going to affect things much. Wilson Chandler, where if he sits out, then you start to see a need for guys like Gary Harris to play more minutes. Danilo Gallinari continue to play more minutes, potentially Fareed playing more minutes off the bench, things like that. Also questionable, Larry Nance. We don't know if he's going to be cleared to come back from his concussion. If Nance is out, that's potentially more value for guys like Julius Randle, even potentially Brandon Ingram off the bench, Lou Williams, looking at guys like that who have kind of played decent of late. And then marked probable is Steph Curry. Steph tweaked his right ankle in Wednesday's game. He was going out to defend against his brother Seth on Dallas, and he tweaked it. He just kind of planted along, and it rolled over a little bit. Steph said he plans on playing, but he also mentioned to the media, he said, I've said that before and been wrong, because if the ankle doesn't you know, rebound well, he did go back into Wednesday night's game, but if the ankle doesn't rebound well going into Thursday, if it hasn't yet, then there's the potential that the Warriors are going to play it safe with Steph, rest him. If Steph gets rested, we're probably going to see Sean Livingston step into that starting lineup. Of the three games that Steph sat out last season, we saw Sean Livingston step into the starting lineup. So no reason to really think they're going to do anything different here. if that situation arises. All right, let's get into some plays at each position, some guys to consider. At point guard, Tim Frazier, he's still just 5.5K. He already put up a 44 FanDuel point night against Milwaukee this season in Milwaukee. So you like that situation. You like the price. Tim Frazier is going to be in a lot of my lineups. Emmanuel Mudiay, 5.9K. You like that, this matchup, this Denver-Golden State game. Mudiay's been playing well. He's been getting a lot of points. If Wilson Chandler's out, I like Mudiay even more. So 5.9K, pretty decent play there with Mudiay. Steph Curry, 8.9K. Here's the thing. there's not really a good big money play at point guard for Thursday night. Goran Dragic's the next highest priced player at 6.8. And then Mudiay, Darren Collison is 6.3. I don't really love that. D'Angelo Russell is 6K. I don't really love that. There's not a really good big money option at point guard unless you go with Steph Curry. And we've only seen Steph Curry hit value, I think, once this season so far? So it's hard for me to say, like, yeah, let's go with Steph Curry, especially with the fact that it's a later game, lineups lock early. There's risk there, a lot of risk with playing Steph Curry on Thursday. So I'm going to go another way. I'm going to spend my big money at another position, and we'll get into that later. More point guards to consider using. Matthew Dellavedova, 4.4K. He put up 31 FanDuel points last time versus New Orleans. There is some volatility with Dellavedova's production, but 4.4K, it's worth taking a chance on. Sean Livingston, if Steph is out, he's just 3.5K. Put up 21 and 29 FanDuel points in two of his three starts last season when Curry was out. From Milwaukee, another guy to consider, Malcolm Brogdon, 3.7K. He put up 27 FanDuel points versus New Orleans last time they played this season. So he's maybe somebody to consider if you're filling up your lineup with a bunch of other high price guys at other positions. You get to your point guard and you're like, well, I need a cheap guy. 3.7K, Malcolm Brogdon, that's probably where I'd go. Of course, you could consider Ty Lawson, but we've seen him going up and down and waffling. And now with Darren Collison back, there's even a greater potential for Ty Lawson to continue to put up kind of muted games or to just have his role reduced. Final guy to consider, Tyler Johnson at 4.9K. Tyler Johnson's value is somewhat more confused now that Josh Richardson is back and playing minutes in that guard role, handling the ball. But Tyler Johnson's been good. He's been hitting value a lot of nights. So if you don't like Dellavedova for whatever reason, if you've got 4.9K but not 5.5 to put in Tim Frazier or not 5.9 to put in Emmanuel Mudiay, then maybe you look at Tyler Johnson. Maybe you consider that. All right, let's take a look at some shooting guards to consider for Thursday night slate. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 9.6K. Milwaukee hasn't played since Sunday, so they've got 3 days of rest, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They haven't done nothing. Whenever guys get a lot of rest, they usually come out and they have more energy. They are just more fresh, so it's going to be easier for them to put up production and put up good stats for DFS and, of course, regular fantasy as well. So you love that 3 days of rest for all of these Milwaukee guys, and that's why you're going to hear me talking about a lot of them. Giannis put up 54 FanDuel points against New Orleans already this season, so you like that situation as well. He just seems like a safe play for a big money guy on Thursday, pretty much as safe as you're going to get. Klay Thompson, 5.9K. It's okay price. It's not terrific. Even with Klay Thompson having a good shooting game on Wednesday night, we still haven't really seen him put up value consistently. And he only had 25 FanDuel points on Wednesday night against Dallas. So, yeah, it's good to see the good shooting night out of Klay, but that doesn't necessarily translate to good DFS value or good enough considering his salary. Dwayne Wade, 6.7K. It is the revenge game, but as we stated earlier, he already played 34 minutes on Wednesday in the loss to Atlanta, played just 21 minutes in the Chicago's other second game of a back-to-back set in which he played in and put up just 5 FanDuel points. So there's risk there. There's boom or bust. It's D Wade's definitely a tournament play for Thursday night. Gary Harris. Harris is still coming back from that groin injury that kept him out for the first couple weeks, but we saw him jump up to 30 minutes in the Nuggets last game. So you like that. Still just 4.6K. Usually Gary Harris puts up about 20 to 22 FanDuel points. So that's kind of what you're paying for there. And that's kind of what you'd get. So that's how I would look at that there is if you only have 4.6K and you just want to know that you're going to get what you're paying for, Gary Harris might be a good play. If you want to pay just a little bit more, an extra $300, Lou Williams, he's not exciting, but he gets it done. And Williams has been playing really well, putting up good production in limited minutes off the bench or, you know, decent minutes off the bench for the Lakers. 4.9K Lou Williams is decent, and he's better if Larry Nance is sitting out as well. Etuan Moore, another guy to consider at shooting guard, 4.4K. He played 35 minutes against Milwaukee last time they played, just 21 FanDuel points in that last game, but you love the fact that he got so much run and the potential there for Moore to continue to get big run against Milwaukee this time, especially with Lance Stephenson not being there. They need more ball handling right now. Josh Richardson from Miami. This is 3.5K. It's pretty much like if you want to choose one of your one of the minimum salary guys for Thursday night, Josh Richardson's interesting because of the 3.5K salary, and he played 25 minutes in the Heat's last game. They're jumping up his minutes in pretty big increments, it appears, and eventually Richardson will jump into the starting lineup over Deion Waiters. We've seen Waiters' minutes starting to depress. We've seen Rodney McGruber. We've seen him kind of getting faded out of the rotation now. So, you know, if you're just trying to dig something out of the bottom of the bucket, Josh Richardson, 3.5K, has some decent upside. Also, Miami hasn't played for the last 2 days, so they've got some nice rest. Nick Young, 4.1K. It's a decent play. He seems safe right now. He continues to start shooting guard, continues to hit his shots, and get value on his salary. So Nick Young's 4.1K if you just want to make sure you get back your money on that. All right, let's take a look at some of the small forwards to consider for Thursday night's slate. Kevin Durant, 9.6K, decent buy. He hit 50 FanDuel points twice and 47 and 35 in the other two games against Denver last season when he was playing on OKC. So 9.6K, you're looking to get close to 50 FanDuel points out of him. And in three of the four games last year, he hit pretty much value on that. So feel pretty safe with Kevin Durant on Thursday going up against Denver. Rudy Gay, 7.6K. It's decent. It's pretty safe in his last season on FanDuel, 34, 34, 41, and 41. So you're probably going to hit value with Rudy Gay going up against Los Angeles. With that said, against Miami last season, Rudy Gay had just 37 and 31, and that's where you're looking at the potential of, well, how much did his matchup against Luol Deng last year possibly influence his production, and will that carry over to this season now that Deng is on the Lakers? I would feel pretty good with Rudy at 7.6K, another way to go if you don't want to spend that much at the small forward position. Danilo Gallinari is a really nice play at 6.3K. He had 38, 39, 27, and 28 versus Golden State last season. Those are FanDuel points. Just feels like a safe play there. You're going to pretty much get value at that 6.3K price. Jimmy Butler, another guy to consider to play. He's a little bit more expensive than what we saw with Gallinari, 7.6K for Jimmy Butler. Decent play. Definitely some upside there for Jimmy Butler to do really well, especially if the game is close. But there is the blowout potential, I believe, just because it's a second game of a back-to-back and because the Chicago Bulls guys might just not have the legs to be able to do it on the second night of a back-to-back against Miami, who's got a couple days of rest. From the Miami side of that game, though, Justice Winslow at small forward spot, just 4.8K, good value. He's been putting up, he's been hitting value for you for your salary, so you love that. I'd love to have Justice Winslow in a lot of my lineups on Thursday. Andre Iguodala, 3.9K. I'd be looking his way more if Curry is out. than you'd expect. Iguodala to get a little bit more run and try to be leaned on a little bit more in the offense. Solomon Hill. I don't like recommending Solomon Hill, but he's just 3.8K. So if you're only looking to spend a little bit of money, he scored 35 FanDuel points versus Milwaukee already this season. So it's worth considering. Brandon Ingram, 3.6K. He's been getting about 16 FanDuel points a night. He's been getting good run. You're pretty much going to get value, I believe, if you play Ingram, especially if Larry Nance gets ruled out early. And then Tony Snell at 3.5K, digging the bottom of the bucket, but Snell did put up 27 FanDuel points against New Orleans in their last game, so something to consider. Don't really love recommending Tony Snell. We've seen him after putting up two decent games this season after he was traded to the Bucks. He's kind of just he's back to being Tony Snell. All right, let's talk about the power forwards. God, it tastes bad having Tony Snell's name on your tongue. Anthony Davis, when talking about fantasy, I'm sure he's a lovely guy. Anthony Davis, power forward, that's the first guy we're going to talk about. 10.9K, he put up 61 FanDuel points at Milwaukee already this season. That was just these two teams match up well with each other, and they are both in a good position on Thursday night to with rested guys to come in and play well. Draymond Green, 8.4K. Green hasn't been hitting value, but he's been getting close to it. And there is some upside here, but it's just if you've got 8.4K, you like the way the rest of your lineup is structured and you want to throw in Draymond Green because you don't want to, you've got the money, but you don't have enough to get Anthony Davis. Okay, Draymond Green's a nice compromise. It's decent. He's going to get good value for the most part, but he may not. He'll get good FanDuel points, but he just may not actually give you everything you paid for. Jabari Parker, 6.1K. Again, Milwaukee, 3 days off. That's going to inform a lot for me. And then we only saw Jabari Parker get 22 FanDuel points against New Orleans in the last game, but he's been playing well. He had 239 FanDuel points in two of his last three games. So you're looking at that and going, you see the upside, you see the potential for him to step up and do more this game. So I like that. I like the Jabari play. I think it's decent. Nikola Jokic, 5.4K. He's a tournament play due to the matchup. I don't really trust a lot of the Denver guys right now because on a given night, it's who in the front court is going to play? What kind of lineup is Mike Malone going to throw out there? Is it going to be a smaller lineup a lot of times? It's just a tough call. But Nikola Jokic, 5.4K, tournament play for you. Terrence Jones, 4.5K. Didn't play against Milwaukee last time. Believe it was a coach's decision. So there's some risk. But we also don't have Lance Stephenson playing for the Pelicans anymore. So with Lance Stephenson gone, maybe there is room for Terrence Jones to go out and have a pretty good game. He's been playing. He's Terrence Jones. So usually when he gets minutes, he plays really well. Problem is sometimes he's just left out of the rotation because Alvin Gentry wants to play Dante freaking Cunningham more for some reason. So we've seen 21, 45, 4, and then 24 FanDuel points out of Terrence Jones over his last four games. I think 4.6K or 4.5K, totally worth seeing if you can get one of those huge games out of Terrence Jones in your tournament lineups. Larry Nance, if he plays, of course, we've talked about the fact that he's questionable as he's trying to get back from a concussion. 3.9K. He had three straight 28 to 29 point games about a week and a half ago. So he's shown the ability to put up 6K value, and he's available at 3.9K. So consider that if he's cleared to play. Nikola Mirotic, 4.3K. This is enticing, but he has sucked lately, and he's only had one good game against Miami last season. Mirotic is it's a tournament flyer type thing where you're just saying, look, he might be somewhat blowout proof. I don't really necessarily believe that because haven't necessarily seen that so far this season, but fact that he comes off the bench, I think that makes him somewhat blowout proof. Same for Bobby Portis, 3.6K. He's had 3 of 4 good games against Miami last season. So if you're just digging the bottom of the barrel there, you want to get a really cheap guy in who has some upside. Bobby Portis, 3.6K. They've been giving him a little bit longer look in the rotation lately. And then the fact that he's matching up against Miami, they might need him as a bigger body to throw up against Hassan some. So consider that. Moving on to the center position, let's talk about Hassan Whiteside. Big, handsome dude. Here's what's weird about Hassan. I'm a little bit worried about him matching up against, if you go back and you look at last season, Hassan had some decent games against Chicago, 43 FanDuel points, 51 FanDuel points, 34 FanDuel points. So pretty good production, especially the 43 and the 51, because that means that Hassan would be hitting value on his 8.2K salary for Thursday. But Chicago's not the same team this season. They've got, instead of Pau Gasol in the front court there, they've got Robin Lopez now. And if you go back and you look at, well, all right, how did Hassan play against the New York Knicks last year? He had a 37-point night. That's pretty good. But he also had a 17-point night. He had a 34 and a 37-point night as well. So most likely, you're going to get good value out of Hassan, and there is some upside. So for the most part, I'm excited about using him. I think the 8.K salary is good, and I'm probably going to have, if I'm going to have a big-ticket guy at center, it's probably going to be Hassan. There's a part of me that would want to look at potentially DeMarcus Cousins at 9.5K, matching up against Los Angeles. You do kind of love that matchup, but DeMarcus also wasn't necessarily terribly great against Cleveland last year. Who was he matching up against Cleveland last year? Was it Timofey Mozgov, or was he getting beat up against Tristan Thompson? If I had to choose between DeMarcus and Hassan, I'd probably be going Hassan. If I'm looking for those bigger priced options at center, Greg Monroe is someone to consider. 5.8K is going up against the New Orleans Pelicans, and already this season he put up 29 FanDuel points against them in just 17 minutes off the bench. So he just seems kind of like a safe play right now. We've seen Greg Monroe putting up good value off the bench. 3 of the last 4 games, 29, 44, and 31 FanDuel points. That's value, and with some upside. There was the bottoming out in a 15-point game against FanDuel point against Sacramento for Greg Monroe, but at the 5.8K salary, I think Greg Monroe's a pretty good play. You could also consider Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez has played really well against Hassan Whiteside. Last season, he put up 20-plus FanDuel points in 3 of 4 games against Hassan Whiteside. Robin Lopez is just 4.5K. So, as you know, a lot of times you may not want to throw somebody at a defensive powerhouse like Hassan Whiteside, but we saw last season Robin Lopez have a 38-point FanDuel night against Miami and a 28-point FanDuel game against Miami also. And then the other 2 games, 21 and 7. I do wonder, though, now that I'm looking deeper into it, I do wonder if any of those games that Lopez had the really big night in, if that was one of the games that potentially, you know, Carmelo was sitting out or something to that effect. So, and I apologize, I did not have that researched before I started recording. Another guy to consider, upside play, Yusuf Nurkic. 5.7K. You love that game. You love that Denver Golden State game, the high over under. But again, the Denver guys are kind of volatile, and which one of the big Denver guys is going to play against Golden State more, especially if Golden State goes small, because Denver has the resources to match up small against Golden State. They can play Juancho Hernangómez. They can play Jamal Murray. They got a lot of options there. So something to consider. All right, that's all I've got. I hope this was helpful. And apologize for getting it out a little bit later, but I do love you. And we will talk to you later tonight or tomorrow morning. Most likely later tonight. All right, everybody, have a good day. Once again, I am Kyle McEwen. You can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA, and this is the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by the No Halftime app. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.